Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
Welcome to Science and Technology News here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. Making your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop PC or Mac faster and more secure. Being protected from your internet service provider's snooping, logging all your data, what websites you visit, selling that information to third parties, which is what they do all the time. By making use of Cloudflare's public DNS resolver, perhaps even downloading their free Warp app to encrypt your traffic. So as you surf the web, there's no one else watching. There's no man in the middle. What is 1.1.1.1? 1111 for short is a public DNS resolver operated for free by Cloudflare, a well-known company providing part of the internet's infrastructure, offering space for websites online. Operated by Cloudflare, that offers a free and private way to browse the internet. Unlike most DNS resolvers, 1111 does not sell user data to advertisers. In addition, 1111 has been measured to be the fastest DNS resolver, the fastest connection available. What is DNS, you may ask? The Domain Name System, or DNS, is the phone book of the internet. While humans access information online through domain names like example.com, computers do so by using Internet Protocol, or IP, addresses, 192.168.something. Unique strings of alphanumeric characters that are assigned to every internet address. DNS translates domain names to IP addresses so users can access a website easily without having to know the site's IP address. What is a DNS resolver? A DNS resolver is a type of server that manages the name-to-address translation in which an IP address is matched to domain name and sent back to the computer that requested it. DNS resolvers are also known as recursive resolvers. Computers are configured to talk to specific DNS resolvers identified by IP address. Usually the configuration is managed by the user's internet service provider, or ISP, on home or wireless connections. Why use 1111 instead of an ISP resolver? The main reasons to switch to a third-party DNS resolver, like the one offered by Cloudflare, is to improve security and gain faster performance. On the security side, ISPs don't always use the latest and greatest, strongest encryption on their DNS, making their DNS queries vulnerable to data breaches, the man in the middle, you know, exposing users to threats like on-pass attacks. In addition, ISPs often use DNS records to track their users' activity and behavior, what websites you visit, and then sell that information to other companies. Something they all do, by the way. On the performance side, ISP's DNS resolver can be slow, maybe maxed out, maybe becoming overloaded at times due to heavy usage and slow down your ability to go from website to website. What makes 1111 more secure than other public DNS services? A variety of DNS services support the latest encryption, and that is great, but they sell data. They log your traffic. They collect data from DNS customers to use for commercial purposes, such as selling to advertisers. By contrast, 1111 does not mine user data. Logs are kept for 24 hours for debugging purposes. Then they are purged. They do not permanently keep a record of what websites you visit, what you do online. 1.1.1.1 also offers security features not available from any other public DNS services, such as query name minimization. What makes 1111 the fastest recursive DNS service? The power of the Cloudflare network gives 1111 a natural advantage in terms of delivering speedy DNS queries, since it is integrated into Cloudflare's network, which spans 200 global cities. So users anywhere in the world get a quick response from 1111. Now, you can manually, if you're so technically inclined, manually go in and change your router to the Cloudflare DNS address. And by doing that with your router, that means every device connected to that router or your wireless connection will therefore be going through Cloudflare's DNS. You can also configure by going into network settings, your Mac, your Windows computer, or Linux. But, of course, not everybody is technically inclined. They don't want to, you know, open up a control panel and go in and mess with things. Well, there is an app for that. Well, for setup instructions, if you just Google Cloudflare 1111 setup instructions, you'll see a page, developers.cloudflare.com, where you'll have instructions for router configuring, Mac configuring, Windows, and even Linux configuring. But you can also just Google Warp app, and you will come to a page that is https://1.1.1.1, where you can download for free through the App Store, Google Play. You can download for your Mac or Windows PC or laptop, just a downloadable app, you know, which will be configuring your computer automatically using the Warp app. Now, Warp actually builds upon the 1.1.1 DNS resolver with some added security encrypting features, making it even better. And you can put this on your phone. I've got it on mine. And desktop computers, you can have that with Warp. The neat thing about it is it has a switch, an on-off switch. So let's say you have a banking app on your phone, and for some reason when the Warp is on, it just doesn't want to connect. Well, it's like a light switch, an on-off switch. You can just turn it off, go back to your banking app, you know, log in, whatever, and then turn Warp back on again. You know, so it's so easy to use. If there's any site that you can't seem to access, you know, you've got the on-off switch, you know. And so it's just so simple, just a free download. As far as I know, Cloudflare will continue to offer the DNS resolver address for free to anyone that wants to connect their router or device to it. And the free version of the Warp app will continue to be available into the deep future for the long term for your phone or computer. I think what they may do is eventually at some point offer a even more souped up, jazzed up version of Warp Plus 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 or Platinum, which is more like a VPN anonymized type connection for a small fee, a few dollars a month. I think eventually they will do that. But as far as I know, the Warp app and the DNS configuration will remain free to anyone who wants to put it on their phone or computer, which is great news for our internet experience being a little faster and a bit more secure. And we all like the sound of that. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.